The opinions expressed by Chad Slagle from Slagle Financial are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation.
Good evening and welcome into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. On this week's show on the clipboard, we're going to talk about why it's not the successes that drive us, but it's the failures. And joining me in studio on the hot seat this week is Mr. Frank Viverito, president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. He's going to talk a little bit about the commission, and what they're trying to do to bring events and to help our economy here in the St. Louis area. But we're also going to talk about things that he has set up in the pipeline. And on Chalk Talk this week, we're going to talk about ways that you can tell if that advisor that you're working with is forward-thinking and always looking for ways to improve your financial picture. So sit back and relax. The Chad Slagle Show starts now. I'm Chad Slagle. I believe financial planning is about educating people and empowering them to make better decisions with their hard-earned dollars. Coaching gives me satisfaction from watching a player succeed and get better. You need an experienced team around you. The best coaches have great assistant coaches. I have brought a lot of the techniques and structure I learned from playing and coaching football, play that second one again, and apply them to the world of investing. My goal now is to coach as many individuals and families as I can on how to get successfully to and through retirement. Welcome in, folks. I'm the coach, Chad Slagle, and joining me is my colleague and co-host, Mr. Chad Tobin. And what we want to talk about this week on our clipboard segment, we want to talk about why it's not the successes that drive us, it's the failures. You know, of course, the beautiful weather out there, spring is upon us, and with the nice weather, of course, comes grass and taking care of that yard and mowing. And this past week, I made the decision, after my 8-year-old has been bugging me for 2 years to mow the yard, and he's a little guy, he can barely push the mower, but lucky for him, we have a self-propelled mower, so I let him on the mower, and I let him go. And as I'm watching him go, you know, he's wiggling back and forth, and as he's going about 10 feet where he just went, there's a big strip of grass he completely missed. At one time, Chad, he actually went up into the landscaping, hit a rock, made a huge ting, and of course sparks flew out the side of the lawnmower. Now, as a parent, I could jump in and stop him and micromanage and correct everything he's doing wrong, or I can let him go and make sure that he learns from the mistakes that he's making. So after a couple more passes, that's what I let him do, and he starts to straighten out a little bit. He doesn't go into the landscaping anymore, and actually after a while, there's no strips of grass beside him. And Chad, it's human nature to remember things that we did wrong and learn from the failures as opposed to what we did right and our successes.
Well, and I think, Coach, listening to that story, I mean, it reminds me of kind of my childhood and also even the professional career. I think, you know, I've learned the hard way so many times, and that means you kind of learn from your mistakes. And sometimes those mistakes are harder than others. But it also reminds me years ago about a commercial from, it was about Michael Jordan, and it talked about how many failures he had to get the minimum number of successes that he was able to get. So that it's amazing to see when your son is doing that, and also to relate it to your
And you talk
life.
About, Chad, I think about my kids. I think about me being a kid growing up. You said learn the hard way. I remember a lot of times when my parents would tell me good job, but I really remember a lot of times when they would, you know, give me a spanking or hit me on the backside very hard, and those are times that I really learned from those failures.
Well, absolutely, Coach. I think, you know, with your parents kind of guiding you, and as a parent, having a few different, a few kids, you're trying to bring back what you feel was your greatest accomplishments and how you learn from your successes and failures.
And when we tie that into financial planning, you want to make sure, folks, that you are working with an advisor that is experienced, you know, that's been in the business long enough to make some mistakes, and they've learned from those mistakes so they don't make those same kind of mistakes with your hard-earned dollars. But on the other side of the coin, Chad, you also want to make sure you're working with an advisor that is always forward-thinking. You don't want an advisor that is stuck in his or her ways, and they have that mindset or that mentality, you know, that this is the way we've always done it, and we're always going to continue to do it this way.
Well, I think you have to really look back. I mean, look at the markets over the last 10 to 15 years and how different they are today than they were 15 years ago. They move a lot faster. There's more volatility. You know, it's a changing time. Also, you have to be open to be able to make changes in these kind of volatile times. And, you know, I look back at our practice over the last 5 to 10 years, and, you know, the changes that we've made and the strides that we've made, not only for our clients, but also really to educate people about the changes.
And speaking of that, Chad, on the Chalk Talk later today, we're going to talk about why you need to have an advisor that's forward-thinking and always looking for ways to improve your financial picture. And speaking of forward-thinking, when we come back on the hot seat, joining us is going to be in studio Mr. Frank Viverito, president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. So he's going to talk a little bit about events that are coming up here in the next year and things that he and the commission are doing to improve our economy, to bring revenue to St. Louis. But we're also going to talk about some exciting things that he has in the pipeline. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Mr. Frank Viverito, president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, on our Hot Seat segment. We'll be right back.
Chad Slagle and join
me with you guys in just a few minutes.
When it comes to your health, your life, your family, your home, and your hard-earned dollars, of course you want to make sure you're working with that sharp, energetic, knowledgeable individual that is always looking out for your best interest.
Such short notes. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's time to get your financial house in order.
This is the new age of retirement planning.
In the Wall Street world, that's what they talk about. You got
to
have
now back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. We are Slagle Financial. Call now, 888-294-9248.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about Chad Slagle and what Chad is going to do for you to maximize your retirement dollar. And I'm talking about 17 years solely focused on retirement dollars and solely focused on maximizing that kind of money. Now, listen, he's got his eye only on making sure that you're making the most of your retirement dollar. So, yeah, there are a lot of good financial guys out there, but some of them are spread pretty thin and don't really know the ins and outs of the game, don't know how the game is played. Chad can be your shepherd. He's the guy who's on every Sunday here at FM News Talk 97.1, advising you on your retirement money, what to do with it, whether or not you're about to retire, whether or not you're just newly retired, or whether or not you've been retired for a couple of years, just not comfortable with the returns. Chad's the guy who's going to massage that and make it work for you. Slagle Financial, SlagleFinancial.com.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. This week on our Hot Seat segment, joining me in studio is the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, Mr. Frank Viverito. Frank, thanks a lot for taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with us this evening.
It's great to be here.
First of all, explain to our viewers that don't know, what is the St. Louis Sports Commission and what exactly does the commission do?
Well, we're an independent nonprofit organization. This is celebrating our 25th year. Our mission is to make St. Louis a better place to live, visit, work, and play through sports. And a primary way to do that is to bring high-profile, economically valuable, exciting, quality-of-life sporting events to our region.
Well, let's speak about that a little bit when we talk about the economics of it. How much revenue does an event, we had the Final Four here a few years ago, or the NCAA Wrestling Championships we've had here like three or four times and coming up again in the future. Talk a little bit about what kind of revenue that actually brings to the city.
Sure. You know, it's hard to put a specific dollar amount, but you're looking for an event like a Final Four. You're talking about maybe $100 million that comes into a region, and it's sort of easy to do the math. You have 70, 80,000 people come into a community. They're here for 4 days. The prices get a little bit high, and they're looking forward to spending money and enjoying themselves. So it's great business for the community. An event like preliminary around basketball or wrestling is maybe in the 10 to 15 million, but when you can do that stuff repeatedly, it becomes huge dollars for our region.
The region, the city, the surrounding areas, everybody. Sure. You get 70,000, 80,000 people. They're not all fitting here. They're going to the other communities, to the restaurants, to the hotels, and that helps everybody out.
Exactly. And that's what we're all about, making St. Louis a better place, as well as economic vitality.
You know, I think about in the past couple of years, some of the things, just like recently, the professional soccer games. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to because those tickets sell out so fast. Sure. But my kids have been able to go. Huge events. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are huge money makers for the area as well. And also, last year, we had the senior PGA Golf mm-hmm. Championship. Yep. So tell us about some current events that we have coming up maybe in the next year or two here
sure.
in the area.
Our next event is a soccer event at the Edward Jones Dome. It's pre-World Cup soccer. We have Bosnia and Ivory Coast playing just a couple weeks before they go down to Brazil. We have a great golf event. You mentioned golf coming up in June. It's called the Curtis Cup, and it's at St. Louis Country Club, a free event. It's the women's amateur equivalent of the Ryder Cup, mm-hmm. the U.S. against Great Britain and Ireland. A wonderful, wonderful event. As good a women's golf as we've ever had in St. Louis. And then as we look through the rest of the year, we produce an event that we love, called the Musial Awards, to celebrate and elevate sportsmanship. And then next year, we have a couple events to look forward to, the Division II and the Division I NCAA Wrestling Championships, and that'll be the seventh time that wrestling is in town since 2000. And then lots of bids in the pipeline.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. A good friend of yours and mine, mm-hmm. Mr. Jay Randolph, we were visiting with him on our radio show, and he was telling me that St. Louis is actually one of the eight finalists for four Final Fours to be awarded. Tell us, first of all, I guess, what does a city have to do to become a finalist for the Final Four, and when can you expect, or can we expect to hear, if we did actually win one of those bids?
Sure. The NCAA is going to be awarding four Final Fours, 2017 through 2020, in November of this year. Our final bid is due to the NCAA on May 9th, and you start with facilities, okay? Mm-hmm. So you need to have a dome, and then we take that a step further in that we create and present to the NCAA an energetic, a compact, a very, very positive experience that people would enjoy when they come to St. Louis. And so you need all the pieces. You need the hotels, the restaurants, the cabs, the buses, and all of that. But you also need the dollars. You need the experience of a good local organizing committee, and primary is the facility.
Folks, if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, have at least $250,000 in assets, we encourage you to give us a call at our offices, 888-294-9248, to take advantage of a 15-minute phone consultation. And if you qualify, you can actually sit down with an advisor at our office in Creve-Coeur, Edwardsville, or Sunset Hills, and sit down with an advisor face-to-face, eye-to-eye, to analyze your risk level, answer your questions, and make sure that you're on that right track to get you successfully to and through retirement. Or you can go to chadslegelshow.com to request your very own consumer's guide to finding the right retirement coach, which is an essential guide to developing your winning game plan. Again, that's chadslegelshow.com.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Final Four, since we just came off of the Final Four that was held in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I was telling you off air, I actually won two tickets to the Final Four down in Dallas. Mm-hmm. They were upper seats, so I decided not to go. I'm busy with my kids. And then I was going to take my 13-year-old, but that's just a long weekend for a 13-year-old. Plus, I didn't want him to miss school. So I sent one of the younger guys in my office, and I think it was the Saturday night games. I said, mm-hmm. can you send me a picture of your seats? So he sent me a picture of his seats, and the only thing I could think, that'd be like watching a basketball game from an airplane. And tell me a little, you said you've also had the same kind of an experience.
Yeah, we had some seats that were a little bit further away from the court as well. And I joke with folks sometimes and say, you know, it'd be great to play this at the Webster Groves High School gym, but it's not really gonna cut it financially. And if we're gonna host the event, we want to have as many people coming into town as possible. It's such a popular event. People love to be in the building, kind of no matter where they sit. And this is really the NCAA's sort of best compromise to play it in a dome, but to try to make it as much of an exciting and enjoyable experience.
And again, like you said, it's more than just the dome or the game. It's the nightlife, it's the buses, it's the taxis, it's the restaurants, which again, you want to make sure people have that experience, but also the revenue and the income that it brings our economy.
Exactly. We've hosted Final Four in St. Louis three times already, 73, 78, and 2005, and we know what a great event it is. And then when you can bring an event at that level to a community, it makes getting the next event a little bit easier, and that's the trick, is to be able to do it many, many times.
Well, since we're talking about the Dome, we have about 30 seconds left. I want to switch gears, and I want to talk about the Rams. Tell us a little bit about where we're at with the Rams, keeping them here, and what you and the commission are doing to make
sure.
that happen.
Well, I've been a season ticket holder since they arrived. We have a great relationship with the Rams. Kevin Demoff from the Rams sits on our board. And I think that the outlook is good for the Rams to find a solution to remain in St. Louis. I think the key is dialogue and communication, that we mm-hmm. need to become a little bit more active and understand what the Rams need and what the region can do. Mm-hmm. But, Major League sports is a really important part of being a major league city, and I know that's what we always aspire to.
And, you know, something I explained earlier with you, the commission, you always have to be look forward thinking, not what's going to happen in 2015,
exactly.
2016. You're looking 5-10 years down the road, which is huge. And folks, I appreciate you, Frank, for taking time to visit
sure.
with us here, coming actually in the studio. I look forward to seeing the events, and maybe we can have you on a little bit later when we do have more events planned, and when we
awesome.
Hear maybe about the Final Four.
That'd be great. That'll
All
be in
right.
November.
Folks, stay with us. Speaking of forward thinking, when we come back on our Chalk Talk segment, we're going to talk about ways that you should be looking at your portfolio, looking at your advisor to make sure they're forward thinking, but also making sure they're looking at ways to improve your financial picture. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Chad Slagle Show. Okay, let's go.
He's such an involved dad. He's always telling the kids stories. I remember when so-and-so said I couldn't do this or I didn't make this team. That's what drives him. In our family, we always tell our kids to stick up for each other, stand behind one another. He feels it's his role to provide and keep us safe, to make sure that the kids are taken care of. A lot of Chad's clients have the same traditional values, and he bonds with them. Each family has a different set of circumstances, and each family is unique and different. The common thread between all of Chad's clients is that they want the best for their family, just as he would our own family.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. This week on our Chalk Talk segment, we want to talk about ways that you can look for that advisor that is always forward-thinking and making sure that they're always looking for ways to improve your financial picture. Good segment there, Chad, on our hot seat with Mr. Frank Viverito with the St. Louis Sports Commission. They're always looking for new ways to bring revenue, to bring economy, and to bring events here to the St. Louis area.
Absolutely. It's exciting to kind of have somebody, a guest on the show, talking right here in our hometown about how they're trying to improve and be forward thinking. And I think it's important to not only for you, your advisor, and your investments to really ask yourself and how are you being forward thinking with those as well.
And many of the same items noted from him are extremely important when it comes to your own retirement planning and your own retirement plan. So what we want you to ask yourself are two important questions about your own retirement. Number one, do you have a plan in place? Is it proactive or is it reactive? In other words, Chad, if the majority of your money is sitting in the stock market, it's a reactive game plan. You're reacting to what's happening in the market as opposed to being proactive and build a game plan. In other words, if it's income that you need, you want to make sure you take a look at your portfolio as a whole, carve out enough of that portfolio to make sure you have that income coming in each and every month, each and every year for the rest of your life, regardless of how long you live. And then that extra money is the money you can afford to take a little more risk with.
Well, and I think the other thing is when you're looking at this, the second thing is, are you entering a different phase of your life in the near future? And by being forward thinking, if you are, you know, it's going to be able to make some changes for this new phase. We talk about the different phases and the different ways and the different mindsets as you go through your life and although your retirement as well. So you have to be willing to be open. You have to be forward thinking. You have to be more proactive when it comes
Absolutely. To this. So many people, Chad, come into our office each and every day in Creve Coeur, at Sunset Hills, in Edwardsville, and in Springfield, and they're constantly saying, hey, I'm a couple ways from retirement. I need to start building a game plan. And it's not that it's too late, But it's always important to start de-risking that portfolio. Start building that game plan 3, 4, 5 years before you retire. Always be forward-thinking and looking into the future for new ways to improve your financial picture.
You know, and this is one thing. We talk about the economy, and we have to look at the last 5 years of what the markets have done and really look at ourselves. If you're getting closer to that retirement, if you're entering a new phase of your life, all of the uncertainties that we cannot control as investors, you know, could really harm that nest egg you've worked 20, 30, 40 years to build. So you really have to be more proactive as you get closer to retirement. Number one, with your mindset, but also number two, with your investments.
So let's talk about four reality checkpoints for your retirement to consider help you become more forward-thinking. Number one is saving. No one cares about your money as much as you do.
Well, and this is something, Coach, that's probably the best fact we may say today is think about it. Nobody's going to care as much as you do about your money. But one thing we look at is these pension plans, these defined benefit plans. They're moving nearly to what we call going away completely or extinction. So it's now more important for individuals to really be proactive and have a game plan in place for those dollars.
And there's a survey, Chad, from the Employee Benefit Research Institute, and one of the things that it pointed out was 60% of respondents said the total value of their household savings and investments, excluding the value of their primary home and any defined benefit plans, is less than $25,000, 60% less than $25,000. So you have to care about your money. You have to have a savings. You have to have a nest egg to make sure you can retire comfortably. Number two, longer life expectancies.
Well, and Coach, we talk about a survey by J.P. Morgan Chase. You know, this is something that kind of opened our eyes. We were talking a little bit. You know, men age 65 today have a 78% chance to live another 10 years, while women have an 85% chance to live another 10 years. And nearly a couple that is 65 years of age, both of them being 65, it's nearly a coin toss, a 54% chance that one of those spouses is going to live to be age 90. So we're living longer.
You have to about your savings, your life expectancy, but then also think about your lifestyle goals. What do you want to do when you retire? You know, we talk about, Chad, what day of the week do most people that are working spend the majority of their money? Saturday. Guess what? When you retire, every day is Saturday. So you really have to think about your spending trends, your lifestyle goals, and what you want to accomplish.
Well, and in that same survey, they talked about, and we've had Mr. Dent, Harry Dent, on our radio show, and talking about the peak spending years. The average person's peak spending is nearly age 45, but a lot of people, as you've talked about, really think that your income needs will go down in retirement, but actually, when you look at it, a lot of those will increase or stay the same. So,
I mean, if you think about it, you go to work in the morning, maybe you take your lunch, maybe you go out and buy a $5, $10 lunch, but you work till 4 or 5 every night, you go home, you hang out a little bit, watch a little TV, go to bed, get up and go again. You're not spending any money, but when you're retired, you're not just going to sit home. You're going to want to go out, you're going to be active, you're going to want to do things. So more than likely, as you said, Chad, depending on what your lifestyle goals, you're probably going to need more money coming in when you retire. And number four on the reality check is investing and the markets.
Folks, if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, have at least $250,000 in assets, we encourage you to give us a call at our offices, 888-294-9248, to take advantage of a 15-minute phone consultation. And if you qualify, you can actually sit down with an advisor at our office in Creve Coeur, Edwardsville, or Sunset Hills, and sit down with an advisor face-to-face, eye-to-eye, to analyze your risk level, answer your questions, and make sure that you're on that right track to get you successfully to and through retirement. Or you can go to chadslegelshow.com to request your very own consumer's guide to finding the right retirement coach, which is an essential guide to developing your winning game plan. Again, that's chadslegelshow.com.
Well, and you know, we talk about different economists, and I think, you know, when you look at a dollar and investing in the dollar, this was from that survey, $1 invested in treasury bills back in 1950 would have only grown to $16 in 2013. So, you know, the same dollar, if you invested that in maybe some large cap stocks or, you know, that would have grown to nearly $1,000, where some small cap stocks would have grown to over $4,000. So, you know, this is a reminder that, you know, cash is not a long-term good investment for your
dollars. That's why it's so important, Chad, to be proactive. You don't want all of your money in the market if you're retired and you need that money to live off of, but you do not want it all sitting on the sidelines either, Chad. Number one, it's not making any interest. If it's a non-qualified account, any interest it is making, you're just paying tax on that money over and over again.
Well, and this is something Warren Buffett actually quoted. He said, the one thing that I will tell you is the worst investment you can have is cash. He says, everybody is talking about cash being king, but always keep enough cash so you feel very comfortable. It's not an investment.
And that's why, Chad, we talk about those three buckets, if you will, that safety bucket, that growth bucket, and that dream bucket. In that safety or the secure bucket, that cash bucket, you need to make sure that's money that you have sitting there for emergencies or money that you have to have coming in each and every month. Once you've solved for that, then you can take some risk in that growth bucket and that dream bucket.
Well, and you know, we talk about the three different buckets, that safety bucket. It's that, you know, it's pretty boring, but it's probably the most important bucket that your assets make up. And it's kind of like that foundation of your home. This is the most solid part of your portfolio, and many people need to look at the retirement plan as their financial house.
And real quick, Chad, let's talk about one strategy play for your playbook, and that's Roth IRAs for higher income clients, higher net worth individuals.
Well, Coach, this is something that usually isn't in the higher net worth's playbook, so to speak, because of income limits. I mean, 2014 limits for contributions to a Roth IRA, the phase out began for married couples earning $181,000. If you're single, you couldn't do it. It started at $114,000. So really, you know, higher income earners are completely blocked for married couples making over $191,000 as well. So this is something that, you know, higher income earners can still contribute to a traditional IRA and, you know, maybe converting some of the traditional to a Roth and repeat this process every year is kind of a solution for some of these higher net worth.
So you're saying convert some of those traditional IRAs, if that's money you don't need, to a Roth IRA.
Well, and doing that each year, those higher income earners that can't take advantage of the Roth, you know, the con is it's going to be taxed as ordinary income when you do convert that. But the pros would be tax-free distributions in the future, assuming the five-year wait period. Also, the distributions are not mandatory when you reach 70 and a half like they are in a traditional IRA. And then finally, the higher income, higher net worth individuals are looking for ways to really pass tax-free dollars on to the family.
So when we talk about a strategy in your playbook, again, it depends on your risk tolerance, your income needs, your lifestyle goals, your net worth. But you always want to make sure, as we talked about, Chad, make sure you're proactive. Make sure you're always forward-thinking and always thinking about a plan that can improve you, your family, and your financial picture, which is so important. Folks, stay with us. When we come back here on the Chad Slagle Show, we're going to talk about three things to remember or to take away from today's show. We'll be right back.
Your host, the coach, Chad Slagle, and join
me. I'll be with you guys in just a few minutes.
When it comes to your health, your life, your family, your home, and your hard-earned dollars, of course you want to make sure you're working with that sharp, energetic, knowledgeable individual that is always looking out for your best interest.
On such short notice, appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's time to get your financial house in order.
This is the new age of retirement planning.
In the Wall Street world, that's what they talk about. You got
to
have
equity. Back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement.
We are Slagle Financial. Call now, 888-294-9248. Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. I'm your host, the coach, Chad Slagle, and joining me back in studio is my colleague and co-host, Mr. Chad Tobin. And joining us via the phone line is our good friend, longtime sports broadcaster, Mr. Jay Randolph. Jay, thanks a lot for joining us this evening.
Always a pleasure.
Well, let's go ahead and jump in. Of course, I had the opportunity to watch a little bit Thursday night, watch a little bit of the NFL draft. I'd like to talk a little bit here in a minute about, in your opinion, how the Rams did. But I want to talk about Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. I found out a couple weeks ago that listening to him, he was on John Gruden's quarterback camp or whatever John Gruden does to break these guys down, I thought was very interesting. And come to find out, my favorite football player of all time was Earl Campbell. And Johnny Football and Earl Campbell are both from the same hometown of Tyler, Texas. So that made me
really like him even a lot more, but I like the underdog role. A lot of these guys that come out, you know, a lot of so-called quarterback experts, former quarterbacks on ESPN don't like him. John Gruden is a big fan of his, and I think it's exciting to see him come into the league being an underdog, and I actually think he's going to be very good. I think the reason he went 22 was a lot of people still have that Tim Tebow hangover, if you will, and we're kind of staying away from him. So talk a little about your thoughts on that, Jay.
Well, I was a little surprised that he was there and Cleveland could take him in that position. But at the same time, this, I think, is a terrific opportunity for Cleveland that has struggled mightily at the quarterback position over the recent years. And I think Manziel will be a good fit in Cleveland. I really do. And I think he's got a chance to be an outstanding player. He's still got a lot to learn, no question about that. He's only played 2 years of college ball. But he has so many qualities that you look for in a quarterback: leadership, his ability to scramble, his quick thinking abilities. And I think it'll be all right. I learned a long time ago and watched carefully over the years. You really can't evaluate your draft with any real certainty for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It takes that long to see how it all will work out. But I think it's a good deal for Cleveland and a good deal for Manziel, because I think he'll get a chance to play fairly soon once he puts that uniform on.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it'll help sell a lot of tickets. So, well, let's talk about our own St. Louis Rams. What are your thoughts, Jay, on how they did in the draft?
Well, I think Robinson, who they took in the number two spot, is a tremendously talented player. And, of course, you know, they needed help at the tackle spot so desperately. I thought it was the perfect selection. And then Donald with the number 13 pick, I think he's going to be fine. He played at Pittsburgh, a defensive tackle. And I think, you know, this was a good move to try to go for some help. There were so many rumors, fellas, about, you know, maybe Manziel was coming here and Bradford might be traded and they might trade their spot and all of that. In the final analysis, we've got to believe that Bradford, now that he's healthy, is going to be an excellent quarterback for this team if he stays healthy and has a chance to play. The other thing that we've talked about many times on this program, you got to protect him. You can't be a great quarterback in the National Football League when you're laying on your back all afternoon.
No question. There's an old saying that one of the coaches I used to play for, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I don't think throwing, you know, getting rid of Sam Bradford and completely going with the clean slate's the answer. I think, as you said, we need to get him some protection. We got to get that defensive line going. But the biggest thing I see with Bradford is getting some receivers, you know, playmakers around him to be able to make some plays.
Well, of course, that's very important, and I think the Rams have improved themselves. I think they've got an adequate wide receiver group, and we'll see how it goes. Certainly, this is a very important year for them, and they're in the toughest conference in the league.
Jay, you know, the coach, being a big Tim Tebow fan, he mentioned something about the Tebow hangover. It kind of made me laugh a little bit because, you know, I think – you know, I tried to put myself in an ownership position watching that draft and wondering why Manziel wasn't going earlier. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go against him, his size. But I tell you what, you can't really put a price on, you know, his mental toughness, his athletic ability, and just his will to win. And I think he is a winner. I think he's going to work hard. And I think Cleveland got a steal at number 22 getting him. So
I agree
pretty
with
neat.
You. I agree with you 100%.
Real quick, Jay, before we let you go here, Cardinals baseball's coming back home for some home games.
Yeah, in fact, 19 of the next 22 games for the Birds are here at home. And I think we'll have a much better idea of where this team is, and we'll see it play much better. And by the end of this month and the first week in June, we'll have a better reading on the team. They've struggled a little bit. I've been a little worried about fundamentals. That's what spring training's for. And fundamentally, they haven't played very good baseball, but they've been getting great pitching. And we'll know a lot more in about 3 weeks.
Well, hopefully they get back in their own beds and they'll be playing a lot better here in the next couple of weeks. Well, Jay, I want to thank you very much for joining us. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about three important things you need to take away from today's show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's go.
He's such an involved dad. He's always telling the kids stories. I remember when so-and-so said I couldn't do this or I didn't make this team. That's what drives him. In our family, we always tell our kids to stick up for each other, stand behind one another. He feels it's his role to provide and keep us safe, to make sure that the kids are taken care of. A lot of Chad's clients have the same traditional values, and he bonds with them. Each family has a different set of circumstances, and each family is unique and different. The common thread between all of Chad's clients is that they want the best for their family, just as he would our own family.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. Three things to remember or to take away from today's show would be, number one, when we talk about your advisors, we talked earlier, Chad, in the clipboard segment, it's not our successes that drive us, it's our failures. You want to make sure you have an advisor that has experience, has maybe made a few mistakes in the past, but they have enough experience under their belt to make good decisions for you and your hard-earned dollars, and they're not making mistakes with your money. But on the other side of the coin, you want to make sure you're not working with that advisor that's stuck in the mud and they have that mentality, we've always done it this way, so we're going to continue to do it this way.
Well, and as things continue to change and evolve over the next, you know, year, two, five, you need to be able to be open and be able to have some different tools at the table.
So that would be number two. Be open to change. Ways to improve your portfolio. Always be forward thinking. As our hot seat guest, Mr. Frank Viverito from the St. Louis Sports Commission was talking about, you always want to make sure that we're forward thinking, looking down the road for what's next.
Well, and Coach, I think number three would be, we talked about the four reality checks to take yourself through with your retirement plan. Number one, we have savings, your life expectancy. You also have spending trends with your life and also investing. So take a look at those four areas and really put that reality check in place.
That should be part of your game plan. Remember, folks, success is waking up in the morning, whoever you are, wherever you are, however old or young, and bounding out of bed because there's something out there that you love to do, that you believe in, that you're good at, and you can hardly wait to get at it again today. At Schlegel Financial, realize that this is bigger than our team. It's about educating you, the public, and our wonderful clients, and empowering you to make better decisions with your hard-earned dollars. For our hot seat guest this week, Mr. Frank Viverito, for my colleague, Mr. Chad Tobin, this is the coach, Chad Schlegel. Thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to visiting with each and every one of you next week.
For more information about any of the topics discussed today on the Chad Schlegel Show, or to request your free report, The Consumer's Guide to Finding the Right Retirement Coach, please visit schlegelfinancial.com or call toll-free 888-294-9248.